So we want to look tonight at a number one priority for 2019, as it's found in the words of verse 33. Also look at a few thoughts in and around that verse. But verse 33, we read, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Some years ago, there was a flight from New York to Miami. The crew were making preparations for landing, as they do, when they noticed a light indicating that the landing gear that was ready for landing didn't come on. The captain, he radioed through to the local engineer, the engineer on the plane. It was quite a big plane. And he told him just simply to fix the issue and to get a new bulb. The engineer was working at it for a little while, got a little bit frustrated, couldn't change the bulb, and so he called the co-pilot over to help him. So here were the engineer and the co-pilot, and they began to try and change this bulb and thump at it and wedge it in, but to no avail. And so the pilot, he noticed the commotion. What did he do? Well, he set the plane to autopilot, and he then joined in with the co-pilot and also with the engineer. Now, all of this was going on, and yet no one had thought to abort the landing or try even manually to deploy the landing gear. And sadly, all of that crew, they were so preoccupied with this one little bulb that plane crashed into the Everglades and over 100 people lost their lives. And what did the crew do? Well, the mistake that they made was they prioritized a simple and a small bulb over the landing of that plane. You know, over and over again, Scripture resounds with the sounding note of the importance of priorities, or a putting of first things first in your lives. You think, for example, of the commandments. Before giving mankind various commandments concerning how they were to live practically, the first one is simply to love God and to have no other gods before him. Again, in Luke chapter 10, Christ was in the home of Mary and Martha, and whilst Martha was cumbered about with much serving, we read concerning Mary, "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." There was one thing needful or necessary. And what did Christ do? He commended Mary for choosing that one thing. In other words, getting her priorities right. And here in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ, he takes up again the theme of priorities. He had just spent the evening in prayer. He was up in what is now known today as the Mount of Beatitudes. And he spoke of necessities in life. In this chapter, we see him taking up the theme of bread and of clothes and of the natural necessities in life. In other words, the tangible priorities, the things really that should take our priority as we think of how we live today. But after dealing with the necessities of life, the nitty-gritty of life, those things which are most important in life, the bare necessities of living, he then lifts their eyes a little higher. And in verse 33, above all other things, he told them to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all those other things, they would be added unto them. You see, whilst in 2019 you may have many priorities, yet you should really only have one priority. And that one priority should be simply putting God and Christ first in everything. That in essence is what Christ is teaching here. To seek first the kingdom of God. To put him first. The word first in Scripture, it usually in the original text, it has the idea of first in rank. And that's the thought here in this word. It really, he's saying here that the thing that should be first in rank, the thing that should be of utmost importance, should be the seeking of Jesus Christ, his righteousness. And the wonderful joy of it is this, is that when you do that in your life, then all of those other things, all of those necessities, all of those things, the bare essentials of life, the clothing and the food and so on, well, all of those other things, the promises, they will be added unto you. And as you begin a new year, undoubtedly, you will have made resolutions. You will perhaps have chosen to make certain things priorities. And yet the one priority is to seek first Jesus Christ. And if you're not saved, can I say that that should be your number one priority? Whatever year it might be, or whatever stage of the year that you're in, it should be to seek first Jesus Christ. Not to seek other things, but to seek first Jesus Christ. And even if you are a believer, if you are in Christ, you're to put Him first. Set the priority. Not to mix it up, but no, to put Him first. And all of those other things, they will fall into place. And so tonight I simply want to set before you a number one priority for 2019. A number one priority for 2019. I want you to see firstly here the exhortation in this priority. Verses 32 and 33. We read, after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now in telling them to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, well, Christ here, He explains this injunction in the previous verses by speaking of the necessities, the material things in life. From verses 25 through to verse 32, He speaks of food. He speaks of clothing. He speaks even of drink. And He also deals with these things. And He deals with them in the setting of actually being anxious over these things, being worried about them. And He tells them in verses 25 and 31, this multitude that is now gathered at His feet, listening to what He is saying, He says there in those verses, take no thought for them. In other words, He's saying here that you're not to be anxious about those things. You're not to be worried about those things. Food and clothing and water and so on. And what does He mean when He was saying this word, this phrase, take no thought? Was Christ being harsh? Was He being unrealistic and saying that they were never to think of these things ever? Well, perhaps that is what you may think, but really the thought here is that these individuals who were listening, they were not to be over anxious or overwhelmed by these things. It wasn't as if they were to just put these things to the back of their mind and never think about what they would eat. Never think about what they would wear or what they would drink, because if they did that, well, they wouldn't live very long. But He was telling them not to be overwhelmed or overcared by these things. And He tells them then that in the contrast between the material and spiritual, they are to set these things in their proper place. They are to set these things secondary to seeking first the kingdom of God. In other words, they were not to be overcome by the basic necessities of life. They were to put Jesus Christ first. They were to seek first the spiritual before the material. And in 2019, the temporal should fall behind the eternal. You are to put the permanent before the passing. And even believer, yes, you are in this world. You belong to this world. You are a human. God has created you. You're in this world and you can't get away from that. But at the same time, this world is not your home. Heaven is your home. And so you are to put Him first in everything. That is to be your priority. And if you're in this meeting tonight and you're not saved, well, what is Christ saying to you here? Well, He's saying this. You're to put all of those other things aside. And they are good and are proper in their place. And food and clothing. We all need to have these essentials in order to live and to exist. But He's saying this, you're not to worry about those things. You're not to be overcome by the cares of this world. No, you're to put Christ first. You're to seek Him. You're to seek the eternal before the temporal. Indeed, Job. We read in Job 23 verse 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of His lips. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. And you think about who uttered those words. Job. A man who had lost everything in terms of the temporal. A man who had lost his family. A man who had lost his business. A man who had lost everything that he had worked for. A man who had lost absolutely everything. And so if there's one man in Scripture that I suggest to you, you could forgive for seeking the temporal before the eternal, it probably would be Job. However, what does he say here? Amidst all of the suffering, and amidst losing absolutely everything, even his health was taken from him, what did he say? He said, I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I've esteemed what God says, his word, more than the things that I would eat. He put that on a higher plane. Again, Paul, writing to the Philippian church, he said in Philippians 4, verses 11 and 12, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. And Paul said he was completely content, no matter whether he was hungry, whether he was filled, whether he was exalted, in other words, whether things were going well, or whether he was abased. He said it didn't matter what his earthly state was. He had learned that whatsoever state he was found, therewith to be content. How did he learn that? How did he experience that? Because here was a man who was putting first things first. Here was a man who had his priorities set for heaven. Again in Mark 8:36. The sobering question is asked, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And in 2019, salvation is not to be your last concern, but it is to be your lasting concern. It is to be the first thing you should be concerned about. Wonder tonight, you have many resolutions made and you have many plans, many schemes that you have devised for this incoming year. If you're not saved, can I ask you, is salvation at the top of the list? Is being right with God and reconciled to Him through Jesus Christ, is that at the top of the list? Because that's where it should be. That's where it ought to be. You are to put all of those other things aside. And let me say at this first Sabbath of the new year, you're to put all of those things aside, your resolutions and so on, and you're to make sure that all things are well with your soul. You're to seek Him first. You're to seek Jesus Christ. A lady was deathly sick and housebound. And a neighbour came to visit her and he asked her a very sobering question. He said to her, do you want to die or live? This lady was a Christian. And she said, I just want to do whatever pleases God. The neighbour was not one and he said, well, what if God were to refer the matter back to you? Which would you choose? And she said, if God were to refer the matter back to me, I would just refer the matter back to him. It didn't bother her. Didn't bother her one iota. She just simply wanted to please God. And if that meant living or if that meant dying, it didn't matter about her earthly state. Her priority was to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So there is the exhortation in this priority. I want you to see secondly then the explanation of this priority. Because we have this priority explained in its context and especially in the words of verse 24. We read there, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. And then in verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The word mammon in Luke chapter 6 is explained. It is explained as property or as wealth. And Christ here, he looked out at this crowd gathered to hear him, as well as the disciples at his feet. And he knew that there were some in this crowd, some in this multitude, and what had they done? Well, they had set their hearts on the treasures of this earth. They had set their hearts on mammon, on property, on wealth, on attaining things, the treasures of the world. But they had an incorrect thinking. You see, their thinking, or the thinking of some, was this. That the greater treasure and riches that they amassed in this world would automatically lead to them being richer in the world to come. And so they equated being richer here on earth as being richer there in heaven. And so what did they do? Well, they set themselves to be as rich as was possible here on earth. And Christ, knowing this, being omniscient and knowing all things, he then states in this verse, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." And in other words, he was saying this. He was saying that they were to seek it with their whole hearts. They were not to serve both God and mammon. As he states in that verse 24, "No man can serve two masters." And again, the words in verse 33, the word seek, it implies the seeking after in order to find. In other words, they were not to be fooled in seeking after other things, but they were to seek after Christ until they found him, and they were to push money and push mammon to the side. They were to seek after him and love him exclusively and implicitly. You see, in 2019, you cannot serve both this world and the world to come. Half allegiance is not allegiance at all. Christ is saying first, when he says to seek first the kingdom of God, he's saying, put me first. You cannot have one foot in the world and one foot in my camp. With Jesus Christ, there can be no sitting on the fence. Some tonight, they feel that, well, I can come to Christ, and I'll come to Christ on my terms. And I will do this, and I will do that, and I will dictate to him the terms of salvation. But what he's saying to you is this. You must love him, and love him implicitly. You must love him above all other things. You must have a love after him. You must seek after him with a wholehearted and a full-hearted commitment to him. He's saying that yes, if you come to me, all of those other things will be taken care of anyway. But you're to come after me in spite of those things and to put me first. In 1 Chronicles 28, we read in verse 9, God there speaking to Solomon. He states there, "Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." You see what the Lord said to Solomon here? He was to serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. Perfect means complete. In other words, he's saying, Solomon, don't set your heart on other things. Give your complete self to me. Seek after me. And how relevant. Because sadly, Solomon didn't obey that injunction. He didn't obey that commandment. You read of Ecclesiastes there at the end of his life and how he spoke of the pleasures of this world and how all was vanity and vexation of spirit to him. He didn't obey. And yet he was told to put the Lord first, to serve him completely. Again in Exodus 32, Moses was coming down from the mountain, and there he saw the people dancing naked before the golden calf. And now seeing this, seeing them dancing before this idol, we read in verse 26 that Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And he asked them that question. If you're on the Lord's side, then you need to come to me. You need to have done with this idolatry and have done with this dancing before this calf. You're to come after me implicitly. In 2019, you either give to him your whole heart or else none of your heart. There is no half-heartedness with Jesus Christ. You know what he's saying to you tonight? He's saying this. If I am God, follow me. That's what Christ is saying to you. If I am God, if I am who I say I am, then follow me. Seek me first. Come after me. Did he not say in Luke 14, "Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, cannot be my disciple." He's not necessarily saying you have to do it, but he's saying you have to be willing to do it. That if he was to come to you and ask you to lay aside absolutely everything for him, you have to be willing to do it. That is the terms of discipleship. That is the terms of becoming a Christian. It is me and me only. Seek me until you find me. And so there is the exhortation and the explanation in this priority. But I want you to see thirdly here the essence of this priority. The essence. Verse 33, we read, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." in terms of seeking God and putting Him first. He tells this group of people that they are to seek first the kingdom of God. The word kingdom simply means the place where the king rules. That's what it really means. It comes from two words, king and dom, or king and dominion. In other words, the kingdom of God is the place where the king has his dominion, the place where the king rules. And here these individuals, what were they to do? They were to let the king rule within them, not other things. So they seek first the kingdom of God, to have him first in their lives. And they were also then to seek first his righteousness. Now notice what it is called. His righteousness. God's righteousness. He speaks here of a righteousness that was outside of this group of people. And the disciples were there as well. And he tells them they were to seek first something that is outside of them. Something that they did not possess naturally in and of themselves. Something that was provided for them by God. In other words, they were to reach out and grab hold of a righteousness offered to them. They were to seek that and obtain that for themselves. They were to seek after God's character given to them and imputed to them by faith, then within them as a person. You see, where Christ is the priority, there will then be a purity. God's righteousness is given and then displayed. What is it to seek first? His righteousness. Well, it is to realize tonight that in your natural condition, you're not righteous at all. You're not righteous one bit. Not one part of you. The Bible says even the very best that you could do, there is filthy rags. You're not righteous in any way, shape or form. Yes, perhaps this world in its standards, you might be righteous. But you're not righteous in and of yourself before God. So what is it to seek after the righteousness of God? It is to seek after something that's completely outside of yourself. And something that God gives to you. How does He give that to you? By Jesus Christ. By the merits of His perfect life applied to you, the sinner. It is then when you are seeking His righteousness, you are to seek the garments, the beauty of Christ outside of your own and by faith accredit that to your soul. And once you seek first His righteousness, then you'll be given the grace to live righteously. The rule with God is this. You have, therefore you are. Every other religion outside of Bible Christianity states that you are or you do, therefore you have. But what does God say in Christ? You have the righteousness of Christ. Therefore you are, therefore you live out His righteousness in this world. And that's what it is simply. To seek after the righteousness of God. It's to realize that I'm not righteous in myself. To reach out for that righteousness given to you through Christ. To have that applied to your account by faith. And then, more and more as you grow in the knowledge and the experience of that righteousness accredited to you, to grow in grace, to grow in your knowledge of it, to grow in your love of that fact that my standing is different. That I have a dress now that is not my own. I am viewed as perfect because of Jesus Christ. Paul said in Philippians 3 verse 9 that it was his desire to be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Do you see what Paul spoke of? The righteousness of God. He said it's God's. But he also said that it was through the faith of Christ. In other words, through faith in Christ. That was how he was righteous. You see, our attitude must be not my righteousness, but the Messiah's righteousness. To seek first his righteousness in you. And so I wonder tonight, is this the priority for you in 2019? Again, the question is posed, is he number one? If you're not saved, then can I urge upon you the need to seek first his righteousness. That what righteousness that is outside of yourself. And to lay hold upon that righteousness by faith. And if you are saved, And if you have the righteousness of Christ imputed to you by faith alone, then are you seeking to grow in that righteousness? Are you seeking to display that righteousness? Are you seeking to possess a greater level of personal righteousness? Personal holiness? You see, it's the more you understand the work of Christ and the beauty of Christ and His righteousness accredited to you, the more you understand that, and the more you read of that, and the greater knowledge that you have of that in your mind, do you then have a greater level of personal righteousness in your life? Again, I repeat it. You have, therefore you do. It's not you do in order to have. Sometimes Christians get this mixed up. They feel that, well, I'll do, I'll serve Christ, and I'll do this for Him, I'll do that for Him, and because of that, then I have. But no, we have. We have this wonderful standing, therefore we do. So I wonder, in 2019, the essence of this priority, is it your number one? To grow in the understanding and comprehension of my standing in Christ. And in understanding that in a greater way, then you will live a more righteous life before others. Nietzsche, the German philosopher, was the first man as accredited with the coming to the conclusion that God is dead. Someone asked him, well, how did you come to that conclusion? And he said this. He said, about Christians, if you want me to believe in your Redeemer, you're going to have to look a little bit more redeemed. And that's what he said in Germany. Looking at believers, he said that the reason why he believed God was dead is because he looked at believers. Oh, this evening, I urge upon you in 2019 to seek first His righteousness, to put Him first, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lest individuals look at you and say, God is dead. And say, God doesn't live. He cannot exist if a person who claims to know Him and love Him lives like that. So there is the exhortation, the explanation, the essence. I want you to see lastly then the enjoyment from this priority. Verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord says, seek me first. Have me reign in your life. Seek my righteousness, grow in my righteousness. And there's a wonderful enjoyment and privilege that comes from that. All these other things that you perhaps worry about, they're added unto you. You think of some of the things that this group of individuals were worrying about. Verse 19, they were worrying about finance. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Says that this will be added to you. It'll be taken care of. Verse 25 speaks of food. Verse 27 speaks of the future, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature. It's speaking there really of the thought of trying to extend your height. That's really what it means. And really the thought is there, is of future health. That's the thought there. And also, in verse 28, he speaks of the fashion as well. Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And he says, if you put me first, and seek me first, and seek my righteousness first, and seek my kingdom first, then your future, then your money, then food, then even clothing, all of those necessities, they'll be added unto you. They'll be taken care of. You seek first the eternal, and the temporal will be taken care of. You see, when you seek first the eternal, you then by grace enjoy the temporal. All these things are added unto you. The truly content man. The truly content man is the person who puts the eternal first, who has the heavenward perspective, who seeks first Jesus Christ, because he realizes that this world is passing. And the Lord has promised that he will take care of all those things in terms of his people anyway. The Bible tells us that we will not lack any good thing We will not have anything withheld. The Lord will not withhold any good thing to them that walk uprightly. He'll not withhold any good thing. These necessities in life, you worry perhaps about them in 2019. The Lord's saying this, seek me first, and I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. I'll ensure that you are looked after. A number one priority for 2019. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. May the Lord bless His word to your lives tonight.